Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. It's been a while. My fault. All my fault. But once again, we're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. But like I said, that's all my fault that it took this long. So joining us again from the great state of Michigan is Rick Ector. How you doing?
Hey, man, I am. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. It's not raining. It's not snowing. Man, it's a great day to be alive, man. How about yourself? How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I feel okay. I did see you guys had a little bit of drama in Michigan. There were some people looking to kidnap the governor.
Well, you know, that's the what the headlines are screaming today, you know, and I've had an opportunity to look through some of the stories that have been posted and some of the secondary stories that have come out of that. You know, if there's a person, if the allegations are true, yes, I agree wholeheartedly that if someone is actively planning to kidnap the governor and do something untoward or, you know, harmful to her, then yeah, they should be held accountable. I'm trusting that, you know, people in our legal profession are doing their due diligence and that more information will be forthcoming. I know there's a 15-page PDF file that documents the government's position while these individuals are being charged, and you know, I'll take a peek at it later. As a matter of fact, that's something that I have on my agenda to do, to take a look at it. I mean, I'm very curious, man, but you know, I will say this, you know, the governor and I disagree on a lot of things, particularly guns and gun control and all of that, but aside from all of that, man, I don't care if I vehemently disagree with everything. No one should ever, you know, should be put in harm's way, and that includes someone I don't politically agree with. And if those allegations are true, then they should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't say that better myself. It's just, I don't know. I look at this and I I'm not going to get into that. So, been a while since you and I got to talk, so what's on your mind? I know that there's been lots of stuff going on. I know you've had many things going on. How is what's been going on in Michigan? Been training people?
You know, I'm still training people, man, and there are some challenges that go along with training people. You know, the interest in being trained is definitely not one of them. Interest in firearms training is definitely probably at an all-time high right now, you know, just in terms of just some of the people that I've been in regular contact with. You know, the gun ranges are all, you know, bustling with activity. You know, as a matter of fact, I was talking with one of my subject matter experts on ammunition and picking his brain about the state of affairs as it relates to ammunition and, you know, what it's going to take to bring more ammo online for us end users to gain access to, because one of the things as a firearms trainer, man, I tell people, you know, when you buy your gun, you know, thank God that there's a gun for you to buy. And, you know, there are guns out there. They probably aren't your first, second, third, or fourth choice. You laugh, man. But
well, no, that's, I see the numbers that are still going on. You know, I saw what the numbers were for September and August, and I'm like, where do they find them? Or what are they buying? Or, and when you said second, third, or fourth choice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They are literally in that third or fourth choice, man. And I'm not going to mention any pistol manufacturers, but I routinely get calls from people and they say, well, hey, Rick, I know you said that you like Glocks and you like Smith & Wessons and you like Kimbers and all in chambered in 9mm. Well, you know, 9mm guns, or guns in the manufacturer that you recommend that you like, are not available for purchase. And they say, well, I'm looking to buy this gun that was manufactured from XYZ manufacturing company, and it's either, you know, $350 or it's some new razzle-dazzle gun that the gun range is trying to sell for $2,500. You know, which one do you like? I mean, you know, that's a real hard choice to put, you know, to put your recommendation behind, because
right.
I have misgivings about telling you to spend, you know, a couple grand on a handgun that you primarily going to use for personal protection and self-defense. But then I don't want you to get a gun that, you know, that I'm not familiar with, that I haven't had any firsthand experiences with. I'm reluctant to give you a recommendation if I haven't used it, operated it, carried it, and have had it for a while and have an idea as to how well it's going to hold up. You know, it's just a really weird, strange time that we're in. And I tell you, everyone in any industry associated with guns, they all are making the same comment. They're like, man, I have never seen it like this before, whether we're talking about guns, whether we're talking about ammo. And I was talking to my ammo manufacturer guru, Mr. Justin Nazaroff over at Phoenix Ammo here in Michigan. I mean, things such as primers, you know, are like having a huge impact on the availability of getting ammo. It's yep. like a really strange place we're in right now.
Right now, there's some ammo companies to where if you have primers, if you'll send them the primers, they'll make you ammo with the primers at a discounted rate.
Maybe I should make a connection between you and my contact, man, over at Phoenix Ammo.
I don't have any primers. I just know there's one company called Supervel Ammunition that they put that out there, that if you have primers, send us the primers and we'll make you the ammunition, and we'll use your primers to make your ammunition with you. But you're right, there's a lot of components missing, and it's sort of becoming one of these chicken, which came first, the chicken or the egg, because having a weapon without ammunition is no good, and having ammunition with no weapon is no good. So
you need them both.
Yeah, you got to have them both.
And as I'm talking to him, and he's really pouring his heart out to me, man. And you know what? I've learned that when someone has information to share, the first thing you should do is check your ego and shut up and just let them talk, right? He's right. just literally pouring his heart out over some of the frustrations that he's having as being a OEM ammunition manufacturer, man. And I'll tell you, the whole thing from his standpoint is that it relates to these primers. To him, primers are the bottleneck in the entire process. Right. I did not know this, but he said,
I tell you what, we'll talk about this on the other side. Tell everybody how they find you.
I am Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. You can find me all over social media, either my name or at Detroit CCW. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, over 2,200 videos on YouTube.
Wow. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
AZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and we were just talking about shortages, which, you know, we live in a very interesting time currently as far as gun owners are concerned. Are you getting any sort of information from people that, okay, I'm here to train with you, and this is the only gun I could find on such short notice, but as soon as I can find another one, I'm getting rid of this one because I'm not really sure it's adequate or anything like that?
You know, right now, as it relates to the most popular guns that people are recommending that new and first-time gun owners get, those guns just aren't available, man. Or if they are available, you know, the retailers I'm talking to, they're saying they'll get in like a small shipment of maybe 4 to 6 guns. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, I wanted more, but, you know, I'll take what you have, what you've given me, and thank you for giving them to me. And they're gone, you know, as soon as they put them on the shelf. But, you know, it's great to be able to get a gun, especially the popular guns that everyone wants. But the guns that aren't everyone's first, second, third, fourth, or fifth choice, you know, those guns you never heard of, you know, that are on the market, and you have a bunch of people who are buying them and trying them, and hopefully it works out, or people who, you know, if they have the financial resources to buy those guns that, you know, are shining on the shelves because the retailers definitely want to share them, want to sell them because they're $2,000 plus, you know. Good. Buying a gun is not a problem. Buying the gun that you want, yeah, that's probably an issue. Yeah. Of the guns you can buy, you're buying something you probably never heard of, you're not really sure of the quality, or, man, it's a, you know, just telling someone in a CPL class, the Civil Pistol License Training class, you're going to spend $400 or $500 for a gun, you know, for some of them, that's jaw-dropping. And to tell them, hey, you know what, buy this $2,000, $2,500, $300 gun, you know, just to make sure you have one. Well, yeah, that's not something that I would endorse. But you know what, if it came down to not having one and overspending, well, I guess, you know, it's my fault for waiting till the last minute in the middle of, you know, a global pandemic to try to buy a gun. But you know what? We'll welcome these new first-time gun owners into the fold. Glad to have you with us. Glad that maybe you'll start to understand some of the pain that we have been experiencing. And maybe when an election rolls around, you'll see things our way. Which, incidentally, as a side note, it just popped into my head. I've watched two of these debates. One, the first presidential debate, and, of course, the vice presidential debate last night. And, of course, my favorite topic didn't come up, but, you know, hopefully, you know, the organizers of these debates will bring guns onto the agenda at some point in time. But, you know, I've just been digging into this ammo thing, just trying to understand it, because at some point in time, even the ammo that is available, man, it's going to reach outrageous prices. Like right now, at any particular gun range you go through, if they have practice rounds, full metal jackets, right, ammo for sale, you know, for you to shoot, right, if they're going to sell it to you, especially if you're not buying a gun, here in Metro Detroit, it's not uncommon for someone to charge you somewhere in the ballpark of $30 for a box of 50 full metal jacket practice rounds, which is really expensive. It is. And, you know, when you get a new gun student in your concealed carry class and you're trying to estimate what their range fees are, I really wince at how much money I'm going to tell them they're going to spend at the gun range. They say, well, how much are my range for fees going to be? I say, well, you know, to rent a gun, you know, they have plenty of guns on hand to rent. You know, you're probably going to pay $10 to $15, you know, to rent a gun, depending on which one it is. And then you say, well, then there's the range time, you know, and then, wow, then you're talking about the ammo. You know, you're telling them that you're going to drop another $30 on ammo. And you know what? And they look at me and they're like, oh, my God, it's so expensive. And I'm like, hey, I'm the messenger. You know, I'm just telling you how much this stuff costs. So, yeah, your range fees just to shoot in a class, and we're just talking, let's just say 50 rounds, man. If you're going to spend $50 for your shooting exercise of your class, and for a lot of people, you know, they're wincing and they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was this expensive. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, and I'm not saying it audibly, I'm thinking it to myself, man, you know what? We have an election coming up. Maybe this might factor into your election choice. But I'll tell you, I was really disappointed that the whole topic of guns did not come up in the last two debates.
Every town is recommended. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but every town, they got caught by Project Veritas indicating that the way they send out messages is based upon, you know, they're coordinating with the Democratic candidates. They are downplaying the whole gun control narrative and getting them to come out and talk about other things like education and health care and coronavirus and all this other stuff, and just staying away from gun control. Like, if you listen to Mark Kelly out in Arizona, you would think this is, you know, George Washington reincarnated.
He's out there. Like I said this a few minutes ago, man, I am thoroughly disappointed. And this all goes back to whoever's moderating the debate. I'm thoroughly disappointed that the gun question has not been raised at all, not during the first presidential debate. And, of course, the vice presidential debate, which is going to be the only one that they're going to have from what I hear. But how do you talk about all these topics and don't talk about guns? It's beyond me, man. But, you know,
it's a big part of their website, though. It's a big part of the Biden-Harris campaign. Coming up on the first break, tell everybody how they find you.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. Find me, Detroit CCW, on YouTube.
And, of course, go look at all the media that Rick's done. Rick has done a lot of media over the time. A lot of TV. And a lot of really animated TV, too. Some of the stuff's pretty funny. I enjoy watching them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is slamming Twitter for limiting distribution of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Hunter Biden is the son of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. McCarthy told reporters that the big social media companies are guilty of hypocrisy and should lose the special protections the company enjoys.
Did big tech censor the world's largest sponsor of terrorism, the supreme leader of Iran? The answer to all three questions is no. If social media companies intend to use the protections provided by Congress for some Americans but not for others, we should remove those special standards altogether.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average rebounded in the final hour of trading to erase a 332-point drop from earlier in the day to finish virtually unchanged. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points on the day, and the NASDAQ was off about 50 points. This is USA Radio News.
The coronavirus may have people canceling another event this year, Thanksgiving. That's the warning from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
The largest wildfire in Colorado history is now burning outside of Fort Collins. The Cameron Peak Fire has burned more than 158,000 acres in the mountains west of Fort Collins, fueled by high winds over the last several days. Firefighters have the blaze more than half contained, and no injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector because this is Planet Rick, talking about shortages and stuff. Is there a shortage on 40 Smith & Wesson? And I mean, I know a lot of guys, a lot of police departments switched from 40 to 9mm, and I thought there was sort of a glut of previously owned Glock 22s out there on the market as well. Has that also been drained as well?
Well, you know, talking with my guy, you know, my subject matter expert on ammunition, he's an OEM ammunition manufacturer, man. It's right now, 9mm is obviously the most popular caliber gun, the most popular caliber firearm. Of course, that's fueling the demand for 9mm ammo. And, you know, at one point in time, and I asked him very pointedly, I said, well, maybe if the choke point in terms of ammo is 9mm, maybe it would be a good strategy for shooters who can make the transition. Maybe they could just move to a different caliber, move up to, say, a 10mm or 40 cal or a 45 cal and see if, you know, those ammunition, you know, supplies are better than what we have available for 9mm. And what he's telling me is that, yeah, for a while, you know, 10mm 40 or 45, you know, in terms of calibers, were still around and still, I wouldn't say plentiful, but were still, you know, it was still reasonable to do that. But, apparently, you know, a lot of people are just out there and they're just whatever ammo that's out there. You know, even if they don't need it, you know, maybe they might be able to take it and barter that ammo with some 9mm ammo from some guys who happen to have 9mm ammo.
Right.
But, you know, like the conversation I was having with my buddy is that, you know, as I've been a gun owner for, you know, man, what was it, like 14 years now. I got robbed in my own driveway. And I've always known from watching these cyclical, you know, ammo is tight periods that roll around every year consistent with presidential elections, national elections, and you know that ammo is going to tighten up. But you know what? Ammo has never tightened in terms of supply as it is now. It is unprecedented. We are in uncharted waters.
Yeah.
And now what I'm finding from my ammo expert is that, at least from his vantage point, the chokehold in this whole process is the availability of primers. And from what I'm hearing, primers are only available from four different manufacturers. There's this outfit called CCI, Remington, Federal, and Winchester. And they're working overtime with the manpower that they have to crank primers out. But unless, you know, some ammo manufacturer just falls out of the sky and starts producing, you know, additional supply into the system, this is a problem that we're going to have, man. And it's going to persist at least until, you know, people stop buying guns and stop desiring to buy ammo. But it's really tough for a brand new gun buyer. You know, and here's the thing. I'm creating these gun buyers with firearms training, right?
That's right. That's right.
We're experiencing. And so, man, it's like, how in the world do we get ourselves out of this vicious cycle, man? You know, it's really unprecedented. But, you know, so how do we cope, man? What do we do? How do we, you know, deal with this situation? Because I tell people when I train them every week, I say, look, you should shoot every month to solidify, keep current your accuracy with shooting, because if you need to use your gun in self-defense, you don't want to miss, so you need to practice. Well, gee, if there's no ammo to practice with, then that creates a conundrum. We have to somehow be creative in finding ammo, and or look at maybe some other avenues of training, you know.
And well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing Mantis. They're using that to train with, which, are you familiar with Mantis? It's a module that mounts.
Like an electronic thing where you put it onto your gun and you're shooting at a wall?
Well, you can shoot it at anything.
I haven't done it, but, you know, the thing about shooting, and I like the concept for practicing the fundamentals in terms of sight picture development and in terms of a nice, smooth, easy trigger pull. It's all great, and it's practice that's going to help you, but it's that whole component of that feedback that you get from the recoil that really drives that home. Yeah, practice helps. Smooth trigger pull is great. It's going to make you a more accurate shooter, but you still have to experience that recoil, man.
Well, currently, as far as training on the fundamentals and everything else, there's some other people out there like, I don't know if you've ever heard, Jared Markle, student of the gun. He does something called the One Box of Ammo Training Class, which
it's familiar with that, but okay.
It's a training curriculum whereby it's all based up on a 50-round box of ammo.
Okay. And that's something that came about because of the current circumstances we're trying to...
Well, no, you know, this is, you know, we've had, 2013 was the last time we had a really serious ammo shortage, but like you said, this one dwarfs everything because we had ammo available that was just... You know, they jacked the price of it up. And now we don't have brass available. And some of that stuff had to do with the fact that, you know, around the world, a lot of things were shut down due to COVID that, you know, like all these mines and everything that get these raw materials out that become brass and the materials that they fill up the primer with to make that. Some of that stuff just wasn't being procured. It wasn't being mined. It wasn't being processed. And that has led to it. But I think the other part of it is that we don't learn. You know, I mean, we don't. I mean, I got out there this time around when ammo was cheap. And when I say cheap, I mean, there was the last class I took, I bought 1,000 rounds of ammo for $170.
Uh-huh.
Right? Right. And then when I came back from training, I bought 2,000 rounds of that. And just put it and just shot. And, you know, whenever I would go shoot, I would shoot and whatever else. But most people, right now, I'm sitting on about 9,000 rounds of ammo.
You know, and I have a nice little stockpile. I'm not going to tell how many rounds I have, but I'm sitting comfortably.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. But you know what? It's just a consequence of having gone through these feast and famine cycles with regards to ammunition supply.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming into the break. Tell everybody real quick how to find you.
I'm Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. Check me out on YouTube, DetroitCCW, over 2,200 personal protection and training videos on YouTube.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick. We've been discussing the shortages of everything that's out there. The guns, the ammo. I did a little math, though, just to figure out a few things, just to see what your take on this is. They're saying there's 10 million new gun owners out there now, right?
Okay.
So if they bought one gun and they bought two boxes of 50 for ammunition, because most of them probably bought handguns,
what?
Then, you know, that's, well, that's about,
a lot of
that's,
ammo.
That's is that 100 billion rounds of ammo?
It's a lot of ammo, man, that's for sure. And you know, looking at some of the, I love social media, man, and people in my network, and a lot of them are, like, gun owners and, you know, people who are interested in personal protection. You know, they tend to share, you know, things that are going on in their lives. And let me tell you, finding ammo has been, like, a major event. It's almost up there with the birth of your first child with all the announcements that people are promoting. And I got some time, so this weekend, you know, I'm going to actually try a few of these things. And I live in a major metropolitan area with presumably a lot of gun owners. So I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone, outside the city boundaries, past suburbia, and I'm going to get on the road for a little bit. I'm going to head south, and I'm going to see as I approach the great state of Ohio if ammo is more plentiful. And you know what? I'm even going to cross the state line, man. I'm going to find some places that have this ammo because my little birdies and my informants are telling me if you're willing to drive a little spell, you can find it. And I'm going to do a report back on my road trip to find ammo.
Be careful where you go. Just don't, you know. I don't know where you're going to go to or all any of that other stuff. Just assume. And you know who the good states are and who the bad states are. I don't have to tell you anything about that. Here's one thing that I would say for when this is over. If you're out there and you haven't become a gun owner yet or you haven't done this and you've been telling yourself all along, I'm going to become one someday. I'm going to get one someday. I'm going to train someday. The first chance you get when it is reasonable, because I don't know about you, Rick, I never buy guns or ammo during these periods?
You know what? It's probably because you don't have to, because you've been around long enough to know that if you own a gun, you're going to need to have a little cache of ammo laying around. I mean, it's just one of those things. We've gone through these feasts and famine cycles before, man. And I'm doing it as a purely report kind of thing, where I'm actually going to see if a person truly wants it, can they get it? I have all the ammo I need, but I'm going to put a few miles on the car, man, and head south and see what I can find.
Well, this weekend, I have to go review a gun. I don't have to go review a gun. I'm going to go review a gun. I haven't shot in a while, and I'm going to go review a gun. And I've got X amount of ammunition I'm going to take with it. And while I'm actually shooting the video for the review, I'm also going to shoot a second video, which will be a comparison inside of a company. It'll be two guns from one company. And to make a couple of videos out of it. And while I'm doing it, you know, I'm going to limit how much ammo I shoot. Which, actually filming yourself shooting guns or getting yourself filmed shooting guns, is, you know, you film it from the left, you film it from the right, a little slow motion. Done.
So the ammo shortage is affecting the subject matter experts on the internet, too.
Yes.
My.
Well, and me, it's affecting me. I don't really know that I would consider myself a subject matter expert, but I do review guns on YouTube.
Well, there you have it, Ben.
There. So I'm going to do that, but in 2013, I did not shoot a round. I didn't I didn't sell a gun. I didn't buy a gun. I didn't buy any ammo in 2013. And this year, I have done it. But I've acquired some guns, but that's only because I had already put together things at a certain price. So I have not had to. I've gone in some places where somebody's gone in and traded, like, say, a Glock 17 with a FDE paint job on it with a few magazines with it, and they've got them priced at $1,100.
Okay.
You know, $550 gun, $1,100. Doubling the price.
The other thing I'm going to do, you know what? I have been sufficiently motivated to take up the hobby of reloading. I've done a little bit of reloading, but I think I'm going to do a much more exerted effort at reloading, man. I think that's something that I'm motivated to do during these low supply of ammo times that we find ourselves in, man. And, I'm going to do something unconventional, man. You know what? I'll let people know about this little experiment. I'm going to engage in the weird, creepy habit of calling up estate sale companies and find some estate sales and see if I can do some reconnaissance and find ammo that's just sitting around that nobody wants and no one knows what to do with it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's what a lot of gun dealers have to do as far as finding guns. It is.
You know what? There are guns out there, man. You know what? I might even come across some good deals on guns. There are guns out there to be had, man. The ammo is the choke point.
Yeah. Right. So the lesson that Rick and I are trying to teach is that when it's cheap, buy it then. And make sure you buy enough so when it is cheap, you don't have to buy any other when it gets real, real expensive.
Or you could just bite the bullet and pay these very extremely overpriced, inflated prices today and, just bite the bullet and just suffer, and hopefully that'll be a sore point that will give you a lesson that you learn from in the future.
Well, yeah, you literally will be biting the bullet. I mean, you're going to have some of that for your meals because it's going to cost you a lot of money. So anyway, that's you know, I know people like James Yeager who he's been advising people for years to buy ammo while it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on the YouTube or maybe Instagram or Facebook. I don't remember which it was. He said, for all of you that bought all that ammo and bought it when it was cheap, you need to figure out how much you need to keep and sell the rest. Sell the rest. Make that money. Make that money.
Right. Hey, it's America, man.
It's yeah, it's, America. You know, precious metals, right? It's precious metals now. So anyway.
It is.
Before we run out, we're coming close to the end of the hour, and before we do go, tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit. You can find me most popular social media sites at Detroit CCW. Please drop by and check me out on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos and counting.
That's a lot of video there. That's a lot of video there.
A long time. All you got to do is be steady, man.
Yeah.
I've been on YouTube for 10 years now. And you know what? I didn't produce a lot of videos every year. But you know what? I just cranked them out.
Well, thank you very much for joining me again. It's been a little bit. I've been sick and running around getting my back cracked and stuff like that. So we will do it again. And thank you, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for having me once again. Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.